Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, people. It's Fat Mascara. What's up? I'm Jess.
I'm Jen.
That's a really,
hi everyone.
Really zippy intro for our new listeners who may have just turned the dial and landed on Fat Mascara.
I'm so sorry. I'm traumatized.
Yeah, this has been a wild week.
It's been such a week.
We're recording on a cold Thursday evening here in New York City, and it's been traumatic. Jen, do you want to start?
I 2 weeks after I tell you guys about Wolfgang, my new rescue dog that I adopted, he went missing yesterday. It was the most devastating day. It was just, Eric was walking him and the leash popped open and he said the heavy leash head just fell onto the ground and he and Wolfgang looked at it at the same time, frozen in moment time. And then, he's scared already when he's out with traffic. He's like getting used to the city.
And you were on, paint the picture. He was on the sidewalk or like where?
Yeah, he was on the sidewalk. They were walking along and all of a sudden he just felt the weight of the leash and the clink on the ground.
Oh my God.
And he looked over and him and Wolfgang like looked at each other almost
like who's going to make a move?
What just happened? And then he just ran. Yeah. And of course, Eric chased him. But like if you chase this kind of dog, they like run further. A bunch of people tried to catch him. Then we had our friends out. We had sightings like 10 blocks away. And then like I put up a Facebook post and someone told me about Paw Boost. I put it up on Craigslist.
And by the way, this wasn't like 10 minutes after your husband got home, right? This was like, you had to process this. Like, this was a whole crazy thing that was happening over the course of the day, right?
Well, we were driving around and biking around. He was on bike. I was in the car for like an hour. And then it was like, okay, let's go into rescue mode.
Right.
So we started posting everywhere online, Instagram, like who knows? Weirdly, I got Instagram tips. We have a lot of followers in Brooklyn. So people were messaging me. I got one sighting that way. And then this Paw Boost thing, you put it out there and then they put it in all like the animal groups. We paid
That's
for
so
it.
Great.
I don't even remember. Like it was so traumatic. And finally at 7:30, I mean, people had been seeing him though. They were just having trouble. Like there's so many places to go and resources. Like I saw this dog, what do I do? We got the poster started going up around 5, and that's when we got one call with like an area where he was. And then at 7:30, I got a woman on the phone. She's like, I just found your phone number about 20 minutes ago. I saw some people chasing your dog down Sackett Street, which is like in a mile from our house. Wow. So I immediately sent Eric in the car. And while he was in the car on the way there with his friend, he gets a call from this guy, Perry. I am holding Wolfgang. Like, can, oh my God. And then.
And if Perry, you don't know Perry, like, right? Bawling. Perry's a
stranger.
We don't
know Perry. Perry is my savior. Perry was out walking his dog, saw Wolfgang in his little coat walking along with no leash. Like, you see a well cared for dog in a L.L. Bean field coat. Like, yeah, it's not normal. So he put his dogs back, got his two roommates. They went back out. This is what the good people of, like,
thank God.
All pet owners are beautiful people. Most of them. Anyway, and so then two police saw what they were doing and said, oh yeah, we saw people chasing that dog. So they knew he was on the block. The five of them were able to find him and sort of like corner him under a car. And then one of them pulled him out. And then our tags are on it, obviously. He's also microchipped, but like, you know, you have to bring him to a vet to read the microchip. Right. So they just called us from his tags. Oh my God, so, I've already bought, one of our listeners messaged me and she was like, you got to get this leash with a carabiner, like a locking carabiner, not just like the hook closure. So I already bought that.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Oh
so
my God, I
wait, do we know what
10 years.
Do we know what kind of leash that is? Like I'm looking for like takeaways here. I'm looking for like what.
It was like rough and ready. I'll get it tomorrow. And then if I like it, I will absolutely raise a wand to it. My takeaways are do not be embarrassed. It's embarrassing. People judge you online for losing your dog. Accidents happen. Yell out the window, go up and down the streets, put up posters, post on Instagram. You feel like an idiot, but that's how you get the word out. And people, you know, like.
And this PawBoost app sounds really helpful too.
Yeah, it wasn't even an app. It's just like a little website. And they And then they put that post in like other animal shelters you wouldn't even know about. I was posting in all like the Brooklyn pet owners. You know, other pet owners are a really good resource too. So,
yeah.
Anyway, guys, I know it's a beauty podcast, but let me just tell you.
It's not just about, I don't think of fat mascara as just a beauty podcast. I think it's a group of people. Like, we beauty is what links us together, but I think we've talked about a lot of really important things on this show. And I think, you know, it's funny, I looked at our, you know, our, I say private Facebook group, that sounds so snooty, but it's the Facebook group that was started within the group. And there's some really interesting topics that come up. And I think we're all just kind of united by a common interest. But yeah, beauty is the main course. But I really love it when you guys share things that are tangentially going on in your life. And what just happened yesterday was major. So I'm glad, I'm so glad, I'm so relieved that we found
our
Wolfgang.
People. Remember when I did the Venn diagram of why Emily in Paris like struck a chord with the fat mascara fam?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to put animal welfare into the Venn diagram of fat mascara listeners. Okay?
I think so. I think it's absolutely. I know it's a mind Venn diagram, so I really hope it is in other people's. It's very important.
Anyway, Jess was the best. You guys, by the way. Oh, P.S. We tried to do an interview. Wolfie. And you'll hear more about this on Thursday's show. But like, I broke down in the middle of it and we were supposed to record yesterday and clearly I couldn't. And Jess got me through because she's the dearest, dearest friend and you all need a Jessica Matlin in your life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, let's get to the main course. And again, I'm just so happy Wolfgang is home and safe and sleeping in the other room right now. Thank God he's home and safe. Okay, so here's what's going on. We have, I'm excited about the episode today because obviously we're going to get to the news topics. Jen is going to be delivering the most important headlines of the week. And besides, Wolfie found! And then we're going to talk about fragrance, which I know is always a hit with you guys. And basically, how are some fragrances like a fine wine? I heard that last week and I was intrigued. So I will get to the bottom of that for you. And then, of course, we're going to talk about one of our new favorite brands. Jen and I are obsessed with the rebrand of Crabtree and Evelyn. That is right, Crabtree and Evelyn. Jen and I have been talking about this for the past couple of months, and now we're going to bring it straight to you. And then we will be raising—
A note on that. We're actually going to talk about Crabtree and Evelyn first because it is a branded segment. And that comes before the fragrance one.
Oh,
and
yes.
By branded, I mean they heard how much we love the brand because we were talking about it anyway. I was talking about that like Bali event I went to. They reached out to us to do something together. So this is sponsored by Crabtree and Evelyn, but it's super fun. And I'm really excited about it. So that's going to come right after the news headlines. And then we do—
Yes.
Fragrance.
Thank you for keeping it straight with everyone, Jen. Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Branded, but we're very excited. Yes. And then we're going to raise a wand.
Okay, everyone. I have the beauty headlines of the week for you. First up, Yves Saint Laurent launched a new program called Abuse Is Not Love, aimed at educating and putting an end to intimate partner violence. I had never actually heard that acronym, IPV, but that's domestic abuse. And so they're supporting preventions and nonprofit partners. But the part that I thought was really interesting is that they'll be training Yves Saint Laurent beauty employees and beauty advisors at their counters to be on the lookout for intimate partner violence signs so they can help and give resources to people. I know the hairstyling community is already big on this. You know, it's a very delicate thing if you think somebody's in trouble in their relationship and there are signs of it. And often it's a hairstylist who can help. But a beauty advisor is also really intimate, and they might see signs as well. So in the U.S., they're working with Women's Aid is the name of the program. That's the UK program. In the US, it's called It's On Us. And they'll be educating and providing donations. And then there'll be more intimate partner violence programs they'll be working with in 2021. And I love when the beauty community does things like this.
I love that. That's what was amazing for YSL.
Isn't that nice?
I also like, I don't like it, but I like IPV as a new term because it's not always about living with the person.
Yeah, and domestic has a really antiquated quality. It could be a roommate. It could be a friend. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Like, I didn't even think about that.
It's a great way to educate people. Okay, just a few weeks ago, Jess and I were asking, why don't more beauty brands do collaborations with fine artists? Do you remember we were asking
that?
Yeah,
of course.
Well, ask and we shall receive. I like to think that Fat Mascara put it out into the universe, but probably not. Anyway, Care Weiss, I always say, did I say that right, Care Weiss?
I never know what to do with it. Yeah, I think it's silent.
Okay, they have an anniversary set with a box designed by... Yes, with the Brooklyn-based artist Christina Zimple. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. I love very graphic, beautiful, fine artists. So they're doing that. And then Orbe partnered with Native American visual artist Rowan Harrison. He does Two Tribes Pottery. I've always loved their like graphic, symbol-y designs, and his art like that is going to be on the holiday collection for Orbe. I bet you if I kept looking, there's more fine artist collaborations, but I just wanted to share those too because I thought they were really cool, and we'll put links on the blog.
I love that.
Okay, celebrity news. It's celebrity news time. Gemma Chan. I cannot believe this woman did not have a contract yet, but L'Oreal Paris has her as their new spokesperson. Perhaps you remember her from Crazy Rich Asians. I mean, she's done a bunch of other stuff too, but she's going to be in a new Marvel movie. And you know, when they become the spokesperson for L'Oreal Paris, they all tell you about their favorite product, which is like my favorite part. I'm like, what's she going to pick? I'm sure the branding people have something to do with it. Like, pick a Derm Intensives product, Gemma. But anyway, she's a big fan of the Derm Intensives Glycolic Wash. And she's their spokesperson now. Okay, more celebrity news. It's coming fast. More celebrity brands, actually. Good Lord.
Oh, God.
Another day, another celebrity beauty launch. I loved how Lauren Conrad, when she came on her show, was like so self-effacing about this. She's like, I mean, I've been working on it for 2 years. I didn't know it was going to be the summer of the beauty brands.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor thing. But her line is great. But so the two I wanted to talk about is Pharrell, the musician. Maybe you saw him on the cover of Allure magazine. He's launching a vegan skincare range. Very cool. For all races and genders. That goes on sale November 25th, which I think is tomorrow if you're listening to this on Tuesday. And then, I have to say, my favorite product in there is called the humidifying cream. Okay. People. It's a moisturizer, right?
But the name is clever.
A good name.
That was clever.
So clever. Like, okay, Rihanna did Fat Water, which was like, you know, in Fat Mascara world, we have to nod to that. But humidifying cream, who doesn't want dewy, humidified skin?
It sounds like something I need that I didn't have before. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other line I want to tell you about, of course, is J.Lo Beauty, because we've been watching and watching. What's she going to do? She announced on her Instagram, January 1st, her skincare line is coming out. But I have heard that there's going to be like a pre-sale happening in early December. So I think that all the news is coming through her Instagram. So if you're a big J.Lo fan, that's where you want to go to find out when you get your little paws, as Jess would say.
Yeah, that J.Lo glow.
Skincare.
Okay.
Yes. And now, let's round it out with a little science, shall we, friendos? Okay.
It was getting too glamorous. It was getting too glamorous.
Back to the science. Okay, so CBD. We've been talking about this for years. Where's the research? Here's a little research here. Here's a little research there. We're still not sure if it's great for skin. What's it even doing? I'm going to add to the research pile. I'm not. The people at the University of Cordoba and the University of Dundee are. They just did a new study, and they were able to alter cannabidiol, which is CBD, to make it even better at what it does. And they found what it does is it boosts the expression of an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory enzyme that's already in your skin. So it has an antioxidizing effect. Yes, I said that correct. They turned up the molecule a little bit and made it even more powerful against oxidative stress. So the special version of it, they're hoping can help with dermatitis and some rare skin diseases. But the takeaway for you guys is, even if you don't have a rare skin disease and haven't gotten products with this fancy turned up version of CBD, CBD itself does indeed turn on your skin's own anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, which makes sense because a lot of people tout it for things that are like protective and for a little bit irritated, sensitive skin. So there is some science behind it now, and you're welcome.
Okay. Okay, CBD.
Okay. Come through. So this next segment is brought to you by Crabtree and Evelyn, one of the sponsors that helps make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week. You've probably heard us mention this brand before because we've been fans of the products for years. But you know what? In the last year or so, they've been having a bit of a renaissance, if you will, and they gave us the opportunity to shop all of their new collections and share our review with you, and we're just super excited, so thanks to them.
So I've been watching as this company is revamping their whole look. They're all of their products, and I have been loving it. Now, let me tell you about their three collections. First, the Evelyn Rose collection. Now, this is very feminine, very beautiful. It's pink. It's a beautiful, high-performance skincare. It just looks gorgeous on my bathroom sill where I put all of
that's
my skincare.
That's the Jess Matlin collection.
Yeah, this is my Jess Matlin
in my mind.
Collection.
You know, romantic.
Very romantic.
Little cottagecore.
Yes, and it feels good. The products, the actual packaging has this really nice kind of, I call it like a hand feel. It's got a great hand feel. Mm. Then there's the Crabtree collection. This is gender neutral. This is for everybody in your life. And it has this really nice scent to it. It's kind of got this zingy apple, an earthy eucalyptus. You know, we love eucalyptus here at Fat Mascara. And it has kind of a woodsy feel too. So this is just like, how could you not love this? Everyone will love this line. And then there's the Gardener's Collection. Jen, this is very you. It's, inspired by like the harvest time, the leaves. I kind of picture just like you getting in the dirt. It's very earthy, but it does have that Crabtree kind of elegance and that chic feel to it. It has almost like an apothecary kind of feel.
Yeah. It's so funny you say that. I thought I was more the Bali collection in my mind.
Oh, okay. That's their newest collection. I see that too. Yeah. I know maybe okay. You're more Bali. I take it back.
Okay, well, ever since I left my like magazine job, you know, I got to travel the world and write about like the beauty inspiration around the world. And I mean, no one's traveling the world right now, so I miss that.
Yeah.
But when I looked at these products and I got a couple of them, I was just like, they nailed it. I've been to Indonesia. They worked with artisans there, so they have like accessories. There's this cute little pillowcase. I'm into the incense. I know you've been doing incense lately too. So mm-hmm. That's a really great line as well, you know?
Well, Let's talk about some of the products. And I do, yes, I think maybe Gardner is your city life now, but Bali is more of your like wanderlust life. Okay. So we yes, can cross, please. Yeah, we can cross lines. So let's talk about some of the products. We got to explore a lot of the different lines and we're doing our own kind of beauty editor's edit of the collections. I want to discuss some of my favorites. To no surprise, my big time favorite is from the Evelyn Rose collection. I love the Evelyn Rose cleansing balm. I love a cleansing balm, especially.
Oh my God. You were going to pick that one.
First of all, it comes in the most adorable, chubby little container. It's like almost like a half sphere. It looks so cute on my sill. At night, I just take a little dollop. I put it on dry skin. Like I said, it's getting colder, so I like to use something a little creamier. I mean, I'm kind of a creamy cleanser person anyway, but this balm just goes over the skin. It melts away my makeup, all of the city grime and impurities. And it really does get rid of the makeup. And then it just leaves my skin feeling really silky, really nice. And it does feel really pampering right now. And just those the scent is gorgeous. It smells like rose. And it just feels like a little spa moment. And right now I am needing all of the little spa moments that I can get. I'm usually doing it like, you know, 11:45, 12 at night. So it feels so nice.
I love that. Of course, one of my favorites was from the Gardener's Collection because Jess thinks I live in a garden. It's not, I have a lot of house
plants. Urban garden.
There you go. Urban gardener. So I was drawn to that collection and you know my hair has been through a crazy journey this year. The hair mask, it's called the Sweet Sap Hair Mask. Sap from a tree, obviously, like good yummy sugars that add all that good stuff to your hair. You need maybe a quarter of this. I am so guilty of like, I'll take like a huge handful of a hair mask. You don't need that with this hair mask. You just need a little bit and it distributes really evenly. I've been doing it like once a week. They say you could do it in the shower. I like to do it after I shampoo. But then who did we learn this from? One of our guests, the warm towel.
Oh.
I make Eric bring me a warm towel from the dryer.
Yes.
And then I wrap it up in the warm towel.
Camilla.
And then I... Yes. So this is the mask I've been using to do her little sauna hair trick that she taught us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I rinse it out and so good for like the dry, frizzly pieces and the gray hair. You know how they're like
all dry and wiry. Totally.
So I've been loving that one.
There's one more product. I mean, there's a few products that I really love, but I know we can't go through all of them. But one that I think that our listeners are really going to love because I know you guys like a little bit of a natural glow. They're called the Gardener's. This is from the Gardener's Collection too. The Gardener's.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
The Sunbeam. I was going to call them the Sun Drops. The Sunbeam Glow Drops. But I call them like the Sun Drops, just like shorthand. The Sunbeam Glow Drops. Because it looks like you have a little bit of a sun-kissed radiance. You can mix them. You know, I always feel like I'm like pushing it lately with like getting up late. Like I put like in school and then I come home and I take like a little tiny power nap before my first call. But I've been pushing it lately. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to like put on a face. I just put the Sun Drops into my moisturizer and I mix them and I just look refreshed. If I don't have time to do like the concealer and the moist and the foundation, all that, put your Sunbeam Glow Drops with all of your favorite moisturizer and suddenly you just look a little bit like refreshed and mascara and bam, you look so good.
I feel like you could even do that if you wanted more coverage, if you had more time, you could mix them in with your foundation too.
Oh yeah, you mix them with everything. Really it's like your secret little, you know,
it's like
glow.
It works with any skin tones, kind of like, it's like a bronzy, but it doesn't have enough coverage that it would like mask any skin tone. It just sort of elevates and not shimmery, glow, sun drops.
It's glow. It's so good.
And I was just thinking too, this, I know it's holiday time. Clearly on my mind is like getting people presents because I feel like I'm just going to be sending and shipping everyone presents because I don't even know how we're doing the holidays.
We're not.
Crabtree's always been great for that. We're not. But I have to say, I thought I was like, oh, it'll be gifty. No, I am loving this whole new revamp they did for me because it's like everyday skincare, which I didn't think of Crabtree for before, and hair care that like works in, you'll go back for these products again and again. This isn't just like a treat, like the Sunbeam Drops, the hair mask. I'm going to be buying these again. So good.
Yeah, I also have to say, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I've been using the hair mask too, and I really like it. It's really good.
That's why we're friends. We were drawn to some of the same things.
It's very good. Okay, so if you want to learn more about the brand and shop the products we mentioned, plus all the others that we did not get a chance to mention, visit crabtree-evelyn.com. That's Crabtree, Crabtree-Evelyn. That's spelled Evelyn.com. We're going to put a link on the blog to the site and to some of our favorite products as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
It's time to talk fragrance.
It's now, my favorite thing to talk about.
It's really funny because we can't smell fragrance through audio. We can't even show it to you. But yet somehow this topic has gained a lot of heat over the past years on this podcast. You guys really are interested in it. And whether we're talking about the basics or we're talking about the most complex aspects of the fragrance world, we want to cover it all here. But one aspect that I thought was really interesting was how long you can keep a fragrance. When does it sort of expire, so to speak? And this topic came up actually in a death side. A death side is sort of like lingo in beauty editor world for when you meet someone, they come with their wares to show you what's coming up this season. And they would literally come to the office and you'd sit usually not at the corner of your desk, but like in the lobby or, you know, a conference room, and you have a little chat. And now obviously we can't do that. So it happens on Zoom. So I had this wonderful Zoom with Ben Kriegler of Kriegler Fragrances. Kriegler is one of the most legendary fragrance houses. They made fragrances for, you know, that Grace Kelly wore, that John Kennedy, you know, President Kennedy wore. Just a historic fragrance house that's been passed down for generations. So they know something about longevity in fragrance. And it came up really naturally. They have a new fragrance coming out called Abracadabra. And he said to the editors, he said, what's great about this fragrance, I'm actually going to have it sitting right here, so I'm going to show Jen. He said, This fragrance is great because it actually gets better as the years go on, I mean, it's about $400, so it should. He said, this fragrance, he goes back, gets better as the years go on. It's like a fine wine. And I'm thinking, you know,
is it like a Bordeaux? They say that about a Bordeaux.
I know nothing about wine.
The tannins soften.
You know about wine. I'll let you take over there.
The tannins soften. And if you drink them too young, it's like drinking chalk with all that tannins.
Oh, God.
Okay, go on. Tell me more about aging perfume.
So I'm thinking, you know, I mean, I'm going to open it up. It smells great now. I mean, the smell, it's like, it's really, like, it's very elegant. I mean, these are not like very top terms right now, but it's like kind of almondy and nutty and elegant. This is very much like an evening scent. It's something you feel like you smelled and eat and you can't place it and you don't know. It smells like someone, I would tap the person on the shoulder and be like, what is that? What is that? You know? Mm. And it smells rich. So yeah, you would definitely think that you would want it to last more than a couple of years. But long story short, I had to follow up and I asked him, I said, what did you mean by a fine wine? And what did you mean by, you know, fragrances age? Because I've got a few fragrances that I had, you know, just for a couple of years now that are sitting around and I open them up and they don't quite smell the same. And he said, well, it really depends on where you keep them. And obviously you can't speak to every fragrance under the sun. I wish you could. So he may be thinking, well, I have this, I have that. Just these rules are in generalities. He said that fruity scents and the fresh scents, those effervescent scents, I would have to imagine, he didn't say this, but I'm imagining this aquatic scents, like ones that smell like the ocean. Mm-hmm. But he did say fruity scents specifically. They don't age as well. And he said, think of it actually like a fruit. Fruits don't age as well. But the woody scents.
Dude, I'm not going to get into it, but I swear to you, that's because of phenols and hydrogen falling off in oxidation, because those are the fruity scents or phenols. We don't know this, by the way. This has not been fact checked. Go on, Jess.
Okay, that's interesting. I can't speak to that, but that is an interesting theory.
But it makes sense to me.
Okay. Then the woody scents, the deep scents, those richer scents, he says those tend to age much better. And obviously we know that there's no fragrance that we would talk about on this podcast that is just fruits or just woodsies, because all of them, all of the right. major scents have complexities. Wood, you know, fruit with a patchouli base, like it, all of them have mixes of these notes, but I'm assuming he yeah. means, I wish Ben, you were here and we got to get you on the show, Ben, so you could talk more about this. But, you know, ones that are primarily more fruits or ones that are primarily more woodsies.
I'll just give the example of the Shalimar, my Grandma Ruby's mm-hmm. fragrance. It's a very deep, warm, woody, vanilla, amber kind of scent. And it, I mean, I have her bottle because just for memory's yeah. sake, and I sniff it every now and then, and it still smells good. The scent might have like deepened even, but it works with what the scent is.
Well, that's
not like a fruity floral.
Well, that's a great segue to what you just said. That it's deepened, and you even like maybe like it better. He said that some of these scents, he certainly spouted off a few Kriegler scents because those scents are so complex and so beautiful, and that's why he can command these high prices. Also, they use 25% natural ingredients, which is why they're so expensive. They can get like that, is it a Bordeaux you mentioned? Is that the wine that you mentioned at
yeah,
the top?
Yeah,
they get even yeah. more beautiful as the years go on. So a big factor in where, how a fragrance can age is also where you store it. It's not just what's in the fragrance, not just the composition. You want to store it, how is a fragrance like wine? You want to store it in a dark space that is ideally 68 degrees. Now, maybe you don't have a fragrance storage cellar. Okay, maybe that's not a thing yet. They make skincare.
Oh my God, remember the skincare fridges?
I was about to say.
Maybe we need like fragrance cellars.
Nobody.
This the fat mascara is $1 million idea?
Yes. Oh my God, I think we've just come up with it at the same time on the air, guys. No one take our idea. Okay, we've got right now, you heard it here. Fat FM fridge, FM fragrance fridge. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Okay, so until that comes out, here's what you're gonna do. Okay, you're gonna keep your fragrances in the bedroom. Okay, it's gonna be Christmas, Hanukkah season, Kwanzaa season next to 2022. Mm-hmm. But you're gonna keep your fragrances in the closet. in your closet. Now, if that's too upsetting for you because you can't, you're not going to be able to display all your fragrances, I understand. You're going to keep them on the dresser, but in the dark, okay? You're not going to keep them in the beaming hot sunlight. You're going to keep it in the dark. You're going to promise Jen and me. You're going to promise, okay? Please do not keep them in the bathroom. Because the humidity, the change in the humidity is going to zap your fragrance of life so fast, you're not even going to know what hit you, okay? Your fragrance is going to turn so fast, the money is just going to go, just pour the fragrance down the drain, throw it in the toilet. Okay? That you might as well.
I love your editorializing. I'm sure that's what Ben said.
Ben didn't say that. Okay. Yeah, Ben's portion's over.
Just
okay,
pour now it's ready.
Okay, just throw it in the garbage. Okay. just throw it in the bidet. That's what he said.
I just picture you going over a friend's house and like seeing a perfume in their bathroom and be like, well, they're already wasting it. Just down just the toilet it to go.
Okay. Oh, was this your creed? So you didn't need that bond number 9, did you?
Sorry.
So listen, now you know. And I think we can move on with our lives. Thanks, Ben.
No, those are good tips. Out of the sun, in the dark, and
68 degrees,
that mascara, fragrance seller coming to Williams Sonoma near you soon.
And thank you so much, Ben Kuegler. Your fragrances are beautiful. All right, we have a goodie. Jocelyn from Nebraska. Come on down.
Come on down, Jocelyn.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Jocelyn from Nebraska. I was coming to raise a wand to two kind of bougie everyday products that I'm obsessed with and have used for years. The first is Coco Floss, which is like this fancy dental floss that is embedded with coconut oil and has like this special, I don't know, it's like special thread. It's like scrubby and gets, I feel like it cleans your teeth better. My whole entire family made fun of me for it because, of course, who uses fancy dental floss? But you know what? They all use it now and they love it. My second Raisin Wand product is this sea salt soap that is made by Kopa Kauai. It's a small family brand that's made out of Hawaii, obviously, and they ship, I mean, I think they ship obviously nationwide, if not globally, I'm not sure, but their sea salt soap is amazing, and it's, I'm kind of like a sweaty, stinky person, and it's the only thing that I actually, you know, don't smell after I get out of the shower using. It's great. It's expensive. It's like 10 bucks for a bar of soap, but you know what? A whole bar of soap will last me like 6 weeks in my shower, and they smell amazing. So that's it. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the podcast so much.
Jocelyn, I want to come out to Nebraska and hang with you and tell your family to lay off because clearly you know what's up. You're not a smelly person and you use bougie floss and I love you for it. Those were both excellent Raisin Wands. If you guys want to be on the podcast, I know you do because a lot of you lately have been like first time, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller, well, damn it, pick up the phone and call us. We're waiting to hear about the products that you love so we can share them with everybody. Our number is 646-481-8182. Leave us a little message or record a voice memo. Then it'll be even better sound quality, and you can send that to info@fatmascara. Jess.
Yes.
Take it away.
Oh, I've got a good one. Remember how I, for the past few weeks, I've been doing a lot of non-beauty ones, more lifestyle, as they say in the biz, like television, food, and like home comforts. Well, I've got a good one. This one is called, it's a new brand called Find Your Happy Place, which the name is a little like, aww, you know, like cutie patootie. Yes. Find Your Happy Place is available at Walmart, and this is a candle, and it's called, the scent is called Home for the Holidays. This whole thing reminds me of like a Hallmark movie. Okay. And this,
you just got like an upper Midwest accent.
Home for the Holidays. Home for the Holidays.
I love it.
And it's nutmeg and sweet cream for, and it fills the room.
Ooh.
I actually have it going right now, Jen. So it's been the scent of this podcast recording session.
I love that.
It just makes me feel, you can even, I'm going to tilt the camera. You guys can see how it's just nestled in the corner of the apartment. See how it's just making this room so cozy.
Yes. How's
tender?
That scent throw?
The scent throw is filling this entire room. And when I come off the elevator, I can smell the scent filling the whole floor. Ooh. Which is great because I have somebody in this freaking floor likes to make like chicken and fish and all kinds of like weird things. Like,
don't they have HelloFresh? I need HelloFresh.
Yeah, they're concocting all kinds of like horrible little meals, and like it's just it fills the whole floor. It's like, you know, college, or like, you know, I just feel like, or the break room at your first job, someone's like breaking all the rules. Anyway, this is the most delicious homey scent, and it's only $9 and change at Walmart. So
amazing.
Just go crazy.
Sometimes like with an inexpensive candle, you're like, you light it and then you don't smell it. But I know Jess Matlin needs a good scent throw. So you would,
I need
not
a good scent
wrong.
Throw. And I don't like a cheap candle that smells like a cheap candle. That smells like bathroom spray.
No, this one sounds...
This is good. No. So you'll be proud to have guests over. Well, you're not having guests over. You know what I'm saying? You'll be proud to
burn
this baby.
Well, on that self-care tip, burn your candle and then get yourself some massage oil from The Now. Actually, I said the name wrong. It's The Now Classic Body Oil. This is like a little studio in California, if I'm correct, that a friend turned me on to. They have the most beautiful design, by the way, just their like graphic design and where they are. But so their body oil is also massage oil. Here's the thing about massage oil. If it has a slip, and sometimes like when my knees are sore from running and stuff, I want to do a little home massage, I feel like then it doesn't absorb. So there's like this, you have to get that like perfect, like it has enough slip to massage, but also absorb, so you're not like a lubed up mess. Have you ever gone to the spa and you come out and you see the ladies, like her hair's in like oily, like stringy things, and they just look like
gross.
Drowned rat.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. That's not luxurious. This does not do that. It has rose hip, which is one of my favorite natural oils, prickly pear seed oil, and then this scent that's just like, spa in a bottle.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm trying to transport myself without like actually traveling anywhere. So I got a little SoCal vibe going on with that.
I love that. The Now massage
oil.
That? I do. Okay.
Yes.
This is a whole and then, little night
and
in.
And your candle. Yeah. And just give yourself some love.
Okay. Find your happy
That sounded
place.
Weird, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.